online. I don't know if it's on the CBS Sports Network or whatever. He used to work for Pro Football Focus, Mike Renner. And he was talking about the Chiefs, 7-0 start and where they're at. And we found someone that has added new qualifiers to being undefeated. It's not good enough, I guess, to be 7-0 going for a three-peat.
This is one of the fakest undefeated teams right now in the NFL. They're blowing nobody out. 5-1 score wins so far in the season. They ain't going undefeated. They're going to drop one. They could lose to the Broncos this upcoming week. Ooh. They are a good team. They're not a great team. They're not going undefeated.
Really? Whoa, so you got a hater.
Mike, how many teams are better than the Chiefs right now?
I think, I'm not saying anyone's better than them, but they're not this juggernaut that goes undefeated, right? There's a reason one team did in the past 25 years, and they were blowing teams out left and right. They're doing the Patriots. So it just ain't going to happen.
Look, so that was Mike Renner. If you're going to say they're not going to go undefeated, that's not a hot take. That's not being a hater. That part is fine. It's very hard to go undefeated. Saying they're the fakest undefeated team. No, first of all, we had
what the hell does that mean?
I don't know what it means, but if we're going to stick with his loose definition, whatever it is, of what that looks like, I mean, the Steelers a couple years ago, I guess, were that. We all thought they weren't going to be the juggernaut either. They were 12-0 or 11-0
or
whatever.
Eagles not that long ago.
So those are teams. But this is a team that's in the middle of a three-peat campaign, went back-to-back Super Bowls already. They have the best quarterback in football. They have the best head coach in football. They have the best tight end in NFL history. They got the best interior defensive lineman. And they've already beaten the Baltimore Ravens. They already beat the San Francisco 49ers, who were at one point the NFC favorite to win the Super Bowl. The Ravens still have the second-best odds to come out of the AFC to go to the Super Bowl. So now we're adding new qualifiers, Cody. They're not winning by 12 points or 14 points every game, so they're just not good enough.
It's a lazy narrative. He's not wrong. The Patriots did ruin some teams in their way to 16-0. Now, I wouldn't say every game was a blowout, but like the first half of the season was a blowout where they were beating every team 35-10 or whatever across the board. The NFL's changed a lot since 2007. Do you know, this is the stat where I know what they're doing is not fake, and this is a stupid comment from Mike Renner. The NFL, every week, because like you and I are credentialed members of the Chiefs media, we are given a little stat pack from the NFL about things you should know about what's happening in the NFL today. And I'm going to give you a stat from that supports all of this being complete BS. This is the most one score game settled by 6 points or less in NFL history this year. The league has never historically been closer than it is now. One team is better than the rest of the league at winning those close games, and the other teams just don't know how to do it. I don't think they need to apologize for knowing how to win. That's a skill,
right?
Not a luck.
Yeah, you win close games. There's something to be said of like learning how to win, knowing how to win, and the Chiefs have mastered that over the last couple of years. I think heck, Vinny brought that up when we were discussing him, these teams, right? Like when you win in the playoffs, when you go to the playoffs, you know how they're winning now in a way can also help them in the postseason because they're used to these tightly contested contests.
Well, I think whether you want to call it fake or not, fake undefeated or not, they're still undefeated. So it does like I don't think there's any. To me, it's more of a hating take because you're calling if he almost backtracked his statement essentially by saying I'm not saying they're the worst team and I'm not saying there's anybody better than them, but they're not a dominant juggernaut. Like I think there's no wiggle room there in what he said.
This is one of the fakest undefeated teams right now in the NFL. They're blowing nobody out.
It doesn't matter. If you go undefeated, you go undefeated. To your point, Cody, it's more, there's more close games.
I mean, shoot, they go 15-2, Drew. You know what I mean? Like, they go 15-2. Who cares? Like,
yeah, it doesn't matter.
Because, by the way, if they beat the Bills, we may think undefeated still isn't happening. 15-2, 16-1 is absolutely a real, real thing.
And if they go undefeated and they win the Super Bowl, it doesn't matter how good that Patriots team was or how much better they looked, they are not as good as the Kansas City Chiefs undefeated team is because they finished undefeated. So whether a team, because there are plenty of teams who look great, but they don't get the job done across all of sports. It's not just football itself. There's teams that are way better, that look great, but then when it comes down to it, they don't get it done. People forget about them. We know how good the Patriots team was, but nobody remembers them as much as they would this Chiefs team, even if they don't blow everybody out by 20 points.
It's just ignoring the way the league is playing. The Chiefs, as it sits right now, have the sixth best per game point differential in the sport. What do you mean they're not blowing people out? Who is? They have the sixth best point differential per game in the entire NFL. The only teams better, Detroit, Buffalo, Washington, Pittsburgh, and Minnesota. Over their last three, they are 10 points better than their opponents on average per game. If that continued, that would be good for third in the NFL. It's a joke. It's a joke to suggest that being close in these games doesn't matter. And he was, you know what? If you're going to have the hot take of it, then just lean in and say that they aren't the best team. Yeah, and admit all the teams you think are better than Kansas City.
Yeah, he was attempting to audition, I think, for what, Greeny's show or whatever, since Greeny had the worst take last week, and he's trying to one-up him.
What was Greeny's take last week?
The Ravens cannot be beat with Henry and Lamar playing at a healthy spot, you know, healthy level.
Unfortunately, he also called this Jets season one of the worst failures.
They lost the Browns 4 days later, whatever.
That was pretty rough.
Not to like be rude, but I honestly don't know if we put up a survey right now or even just pulled the text line. How many people have ever heard of the name Mike Ritter?
Honestly, not us.
We work in the media,
Cody.
Yeah,
we obviously have.
That's not what I'm saying. Obviously, we have because we've talked about his crap over at PFF before when he used to work there. I'm saying just a typical Chiefs fan, I bet you 10% have heard the name Mike Ritter before. So congratulations. You did what you wanted, I guess, and here we are talking about you.
Yeah.
I just think there's no way, like he tried to make it seem like it wasn't a hating comment because he was caught off for being a hating comment, but he was also hating at the exact same time while saying
first two responses on Twitch were no and agreed, never heard of it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just to be like, I'm pretty confident in saying that, like, you know, there's some names that everybody just kind of know, or there's no way most people have heard that name before.